ultimately going to move on. We appreciate the fact that we have a number of guest speakers today. I think last meeting we didn't have any. So in the university setting, that's a terrible thing. So we're happy to have four speakers today. And I'd like to call first on Peter Lazzari. Peter?
Good afternoon, and thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members of the board, and distinguished guests. My name is Peter Lazzari, and I'm a first-year medical student at the College of Medicine. I'm here to speak to you on behalf of my fellow medical students on the issue of the recent increase in the tuition at the College of Medicine, which was just so recently changed again to much more modest level, for which we are deeply grateful. That said, we still think it's worthwhile to talk through the process by which this happened and the implications that would have been borne out if that 21% increase had happened. So as you know, at the January meeting of the Board of Trustees, a $7,000 per year increase was approved for the College of Medicine. The students weren't directly affected, at least the current students, right? We were given a scholarship to offset most of that. However, they were rightfully upset, as were alumni, as were the people of Illinois in general, the people that we hope to care for. The implications of it were, first, it was against the mission of the university. It hurts our ability to go into primary care, and that's what we're here for the most. Second, we thought it was going to have a negative impact on diversity at our university, one of our historic strengths. We shouldn't be doing anything to hurt the opportunities of low-income and minority students to join our school, and an increase of that magnitude would definitely do that. Finally, we feared it would distract and take away some of the very best talent coming to our school, or even deter people from entering medicine altogether. Perhaps what bothered us most, though, was the process. We have Dean Azar held in the highest esteem. He's coming to our university with great plans for improvement. Those improvements cost money. But we feel that in the rush to find that money and to get it approved and to get the message of the tuition increase out to the new students, the process happened without consulting students, without consulting other constituencies. And unfortunately, it passed this board's approval without any discussion by the board. With a decision of this magnitude, we all know that's not the right thing. We are deeply grateful for your pledge as a board to change this process in the future. That, of course, is the right thing to do. Now that we know we need additional funds to make improvements at the school, the question is, where should the money come from? Now, this board has said in the past, and we, the students, agree, the first place to go to is not the students, right? We don't have the deep pockets. I don't know that anybody does in this day and age. But the students need the College of Medicine to be affordable for many reasons, and I will lay those out. So the question is, where does the money come from? What great news you had to share with us of the big donation coming from a donor. We think that's a fantastic place, and we will do everything in our power to encourage and continue helping draw out those kind of donations. But shouldn't we also look at what the current budget is and how the money is spent at the university today? The college currently enjoys a budget of over $500 million. Of that, over $230 million is tagged for instruction. Ladies and gentlemen, that's about in the neighborhood of $200,000 per year per student. That's a heck of a neighborhood. I don't live in that neighborhood, though. And I'm sorry, but we don't see it at that level. I guess what bothers us most is when we talk to the administration about how are the tuition dollars spent, to what benefit, can we track where it goes, how it's going to improve our education, they can't tell us. It's not that they don't want to tell us or they're hiding it. They don't have that breakdown. It's not available to them. How can we increase tuition intelligently without knowing how it's spent? We feel this needs to change. So what are the implications? Illinois needs primary care physicians. This is well documented, particularly in our low-income neighborhoods and in rural areas. But with debt loads of $150,000 a year, $180,000 a year, it's just too high. The people coming out of medical school necessarily have to choose higher paying specialties, and that just doesn't help us at all. So what do we do going forward? We are delighted to have your commitment to work together with us, the students, and other involved constituencies to set tuition at a rate that's going to best fulfill